It is, as I said, 10:33, and pleased to be joined by Jay Kilgore from Finn McCool Restaurants. And I wanted to talk to Jay about, first of all, how life has been in the last year, but more importantly, how disappointed were you yesterday, Jay, with the easing of restrictions, which did not include patios? I know so many restaurant owners were hoping at least they would get the patio back.
Yeah, it was a pretty tough pill to swallow. There's been a lot of them over the last year, so it's not, we've kind of learned to just deal with it, but it's tough. At the same time, I'm happy for, you know, everybody that's able to, you know, see friends and, you know, my wife and I, you know, we've stuck to our own household, and it has been tough, so it'll be nice to be able to meet in a park. It's just really tough to, all of our staff were very hopeful about opening the patio. The city has been good as far as extending patios. So it's tough. We just do the, now with that announcement yesterday, we've lost a third of our summer. So, it's hard.
Well, and when you hear a forecast like sunny and 27 on Saturday, pretty much the same for Sunday. I mean, you just have to cringe.
Yeah. So, you know what? It's tough, and I have to say, as a business owner, it was easier to sit in my empty pub and empty patio when, you know, the same was going on elsewhere. You know, as far as we're all in this together, it's tougher. You know, it's going to be really hard to look at the packed parks and the packed beaches, and I hope everybody acts safely, and, you know, the majority of people will. But, you know, I'm not an expert, but I know that, you know, the sanitized patios and distanced, you know, we could at least have some business, which would create some jobs. It's the, you know, the same for hairdressers, as well. It's just, it's tough.
Well, and as we've said, you know, in the last year, there's a world of hurt out there for so many people, but restaurant owners in particular have really taken it on the chin during this pandemic. Tell me about life, Jay, in the last year. Tell me about the ups and downs.
There's been some amazing things, but overall it's been tough. It's been we try very hard to keep our staff employed. We've had to lay off quite a few, but at the same time we've created a lot of meal programs, feeding healthcare workers. We created a meal program at One Just City. We've served over, I think we're creeping up close to 40,000 meals to One Just City sites since March of 2020, and over 30,000 meals for healthcare workers. And we found different creative ways to get those paid for through donations. But overall, it's just this, it's not why we get into this business. Everything we do is about community, and we understand that there has to be limits to that right now. But it's a lot of people are out of work through no fault of their own. And yesterday, it seems like it would have been an easy decision to allow us to have patios and get some of those people back to work.
Well, and I just want to highlight the fact that, you know, the incredible work that you and your team at Finn's have done in supporting healthcare workers and in supporting the community through all of this, it has been absolutely amazing. But as you say, Jay, it's been in part because the community has continued to support you. Tell me about that connection between you and this community.
It's been amazing. It's been the best part of the, if there can be a best part of a pandemic. The support's been just unbelievable. We've had the healthcare meals are almost all in part to TransCanada Brewing, Princess Auto, Empty Cup Collective, just the Tallman family in general. And we've had other donors like Drive Canada, Nigel and Cassie Dawes, and that's just been, they want to help healthcare workers. And then on the flip side of that, we created the Finn's Food Fund with One Just City. And One Just City completely lost their capacity to make meals for the clients that rely on their services. So I had the staff that I didn't want to lay off, and I had them willing to work. So through the Finn's Food Fund, people can make donations to One Just City, and we turn those donations into meals for their three sites, Oak Table, West End 24, and One Just City, Santa McGee.
I mean, that's incredible. The fact that you were doing that, and the fact that the community is rallying behind, you know, causes like this, and giving you and your workers some work. Jay, tell me on a personal level, you know, when you get up every single day, What goes through your mind? How have you been dealing with this personally?
It's pretty tough. There's a lot of ups and downs. There's a lot of downs. There's no escape. You know, one of the things that my wife and I love to do is travel, which we haven't been able to do, but you know, nobody has. It's not an isolated problem for us, but it's kind of a nightmare you can't escape from. not to sound too grim, but I work almost every day, whether it's 6 hours or 12 hours, sometimes it's 16 hours. We didn't close a single day of 2020, our Grant Park location. And I think that's a stat that I'm really proud of, but I think that also it shows that I kind of bury myself in the work to get away from everything. And it's just dragging on and on and on. And I think the exhaustion's there and it's visible, you know, with everyone. And I just, yesterday was tough. It was just, I don't think Manitoba is a more dangerous place with patios open with the restrictions.
And have you had that conversation with anybody, you know, in government? Have you spoken to anybody or reached out to anybody about that?
Earlier on in the pandemic, I was fairly involved in some meetings, and I think that I haven't recently. I was just recently added as on the board of the Manitoba Restaurant Association, so I'm looking forward to having maybe more of a formal voice. Instead of just bad takes on Twitter, which is going like crazy lately.
Hey, and listen, I encourage everybody to give you a follow on Twitter because it's some very good reading, I got to tell you.
Yeah, I can. I definitely wear my heart on my sleeve, but I feel that people have appreciated that. And people need to know how bad it is for those that have been sacrificing. And I'm not even talking about myself. I'm going to be fine. But the staff that have been out of work for 7 months, like when I was on hold waiting to go on air with you, the news was just Jeremy Regan with Hunter and Gunn. And Jeremy's been a friend of mine for 15 or 20 years. And it's people are getting desperate, and you know, they have a right to be able to provide for their families and in a safe way. And I just think that we need to start, you know, hopefully with vaccinations, you know, with an uptake in vaccinations, we can get back to normal. And it's something that it's at this point, we need to balance that out.
So Jay, if, and this is going to seem like a very obvious question, but I'm going to ask it anyways. I mean, if you had the magic wand, and you were able to wave that at 11 o'clock this morning with Premier Brian Pallister and Dr. Brent Rusin. What are you hoping to hear today when it comes to the path forward this summer?
You know what? I'm hoping for, I'm just hoping for a plan, a well-executed plan. I think that we deserve that. I'm not an expert. I can't pretend to have the answers. You know, I have the answers that I think will work for me, but we need to have, you know, the province needs to open slowly together. I think of just a plan that can be easily followed, but also needs to be able to pivot slightly. In a perfect world would be what I'm looking for. We need, you know, my staff can't keep waiting 2 weeks. You know, now we're going till June 26th, but if we're not going to be open for Canada Day, just let us know now. And it's just this 2 weeks, it just cuts into everybody's mental health and everybody that's not working. It's just, you know, you get your mindset for opening 2 weeks from now and then it doesn't happen. And this last lockdown has been the hardest, and it's also like sales are down too. It's people are barbecuing. It's a bad time of year for us to be closed. You know, when patios, everyone wants to sit on a patio, and if they don't have the patio, they're staying in their backyard, which I guess isn't the worst thing, but it doesn't help us.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Let me ask you, Jay, if people want to support you and want to support the great work you're doing, how do they reach out to you?
Well, my email is pretty easy, jay@finswinnipeg.ca. The best way to support our meal programs is onejustcity.ca/donate and go to the Finns Food Fund. And then if you want to support the industry, you can go out and get your vaccine. Every industry closed is one that needs to be reopened, and I don't see a path there until that happens. So.
Well, Jay, it is good to talk to you. And listen, congratulations on the incredible work. Look, you've taken lemons and made lemonade, and you're helping so many people during this pandemic, including your staff. you know, who have been struggling for the last year, like so many of us have been. So I appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity.
You bet. Jake Kilgore from Finn's McCool Restaurants here in the city of Winnipeg. It is 10:43. We'll